And in the judgment, he said, it ain't the things that I've done, it's the things that I've let go undone.
Amen.
I'm telling you what I'm looking at in my own personal life. Now that I'm getting kind of like Ed talking about, I ain't able to do. I look back, Mike, and I seen where years has passed when I could have been doing something for the Lord, I was wasting them on something else. And I'm afraid we're going to be on account for that. Because when I hired any bullcraft, they meant for me to be there when I punched that clock. They didn't mean me to be off the road loafing. They wanted me there. And I'm afraid God's that way when He redeems us and we become His servant, we're to be there.
Amen.
I'm kind of fearful. I want to read a little in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. That should be turning there, but I don't know, as I said this morning, that holiness preacher that sent me that CD, and he preached about what he preached, about the Holy Ghost. And I, when he got through listening to him, I began to read and to study it myself. And when you do that, and if you're studying it with an open mind, when you've got an idea of what should be going on, you can learn a few things. Heather Romanda's boyfriend come down this weekend. His birthday was a day or two ago, just turned 30 years old. And his daddy, he's a holiness preacher. And so is the boy, he's a holiness preacher. But his daddy started out in the Wesleyan Church, the old Wesleyan Church. And I told Michael yesterday, we talked a good while there at the house, I told him, I said, you know that's where the wholeness come from, out of the Methodist. I said, they act like they had wanted, founded the earth, but they come out of the Wesleyan Church, old John Wesley. I got several books of John Wesley's messages, and it got told telling in there about some of them where they got to hooked up with that second blessing, which the wholeness is strong on, and I don't think it's a second blessing. They call it the second work of grace. I don't think it's a second work of grace. It's just one continual work of grace.
Amen.
The more you pay the price, the closer you get to God, the more He'll bless you.
Amen.
Amen. But we just got to talking and about things, and he said there was a... Now listen to this. Southern Baptist Seminary. Southern Baptist Seminary there in Louisville, Kentucky. Now, when you say that, you might hear it saying, I would think, might hear it saying they ain't nothing. But he said the man that run that place preached so hard against sodomites on the radio and made the sodomites so mad that they even come and laid down at the door in the hall of the building where he was teaching at, had to get the police to get them out. Thank God for somebody that'll stand for what's right.
Amen, sir.
And he was talking about, I'll get to my message, but he was talking about, what's us young preachers going to do? I said, pull up your shirt sleeve, pray and get a hold of God, and just preach that book. I said, that's all they are to do.
Yeah.
But if you'll read with us here, I won't, this ain't going, I can't get it at one message. That just wells to forget it. I just have to get part of it and come back and get later. If we get it, if I got it all, if my body would hold, we'd still be here when the sun come up. But I want to talk about we've got in the entertainment situation of the world.
Sure.
We at home, we want entertainment going 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Drive down the road, we want entertainment. It ain't turned on in the day. We go to a doctor's office, sit down in a chair, we want entertainment. And we go to the church house, we want entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, Joel Hite sent me a picture, it's on my phone, we're up there in Salisbury, North Carolina, showed a woman riding down through there on a motorcycle, headed to the Presbyterian Church, and her and the pastor together, this is wrote out in the newspaper. She was going to a Presbyterian church, and they were going to teach people how to laugh. Now, you think we ain't living in an entertainment world. We're living in a world that's all they're wanting is entertainment. Since that man preached that message, I just can't seem to get it out of my heart. What we need is more of the Holy Ghost of God in us. Amen. I'm not talking about the kind that goes out here, amen, let you do something other than make you stick your chest out and brag about it. I'm talking about the kind, I'll get in it in a minute, I'm talking about the kind that God puts in you, amen, whenever you die, and God comes in your life, you are born again, God puts the Holy Ghost in you, I'm talking about the kind that'll get in your feet and make you walk the right way.
Yeah.
Get in your hands and make them handle the right thing. Bless his name. That'll get in your mouth and make you say the right words. I'll get in your mind. Amen. And make you study on the right thing. That is what God wants the church to have in the day we're in.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 14 for one verse. And then we'll go back to John. And then we'll find out what the Holy Ghost is for. In First Corinthians 14 and verse number 21. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people, yet for all that will they not hear me, saith the Lord. Now he was talking about the day of Pentecost.
Yeah.
But there's some things that we need to get set in order that God told his disciples to get set in order before the day of Pentecost come. He didn't just let it just slip up on them, walk out through there one day, and just haul off and walk into Pentecost. He prepared them for Pentecost. I'm telling you right now, that's what God's doing. In our day to day, where men will still preach, they're preparing our hearts out of where God can come into us and lead us and direct us and get us out of help and to love one another.
Amen.
There's more to this thing than just sitting on a good padded pew.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling Michael yesterday, He just turned 30 year old. And I told him, carried him way on back about 60 years, 65 years ago. I said, right here at that little church on top of the hill, I said, when I was a little kid, I said, they'd have a summer revival. I said, the whole community would come in. I said, the church would be full, and the yard would be full, be more in the yard than they was in the church. I said, they'd come together then. They didn't separate themselves. I said, the Methodists, the Baptists, thank God, I said, amen, and the congregational wholeness. I said, all kinds would come together. And I said, it didn't matter with them who preached, because they all preached of the King James Bible. Amen. Thank God. He said, what happened? I said, in the late 40s, they broke that little box in them. In the community, I remember the first one that come in the community where we live. Amen. Then he got the word. They gathered Saturday night down at that house and set that thing out on the porch. And the crowd left the church and went to the house. I'd have watched that. Amen. And the crowd kept getting lender and lender and lender at the house of God. Amen. What do you say, preacher? He said the end. I would not come unless I come a falling away first.
Yes.
Now, I'm not getting on nobody. I'm just telling you how it is. You asked Ed.
Yes,
we was raised in the same house. Amen. I bless your heart. God bless your heart. That's all people are wanting today, but I want you to notice in St. John chapter 14, there's three chapters here, and I'll not get them all. Amen. I'll just get part of it and some of it later. I'm glad, thank God, God let me feel as well today as I have felt. Amen. If it wasn't for the staggering part, I believe I could run near the fourth pain. That's how good I feel. Amen. The Lord. Amen. I don't quit, Oscar. I'm praying for God to heal me. I started praying, just give me the power and the spirit to stay with whatever you want until my time comes. Amen. Listen to the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Amen. Let it sink in. Let your life be wrapped around the Word of God.
Yes, Lord.
John 14 and verse number 1. He said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Pharisees and Sadducees believed in God. But they didn't want nothing to do with Jesus. Bible said, if thou believest there but one God, thou doest well. The devils also believed and trembled. We got to get past just believing in God the Father. We got to get on down and believe in God the Son and God the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said, be not in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But he said, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. He's telling them what he's going to do. Amen. If you'll follow me, and follow my instructions. I'm going to fix your place. When this life is over, you'll have a place to go. But if you don't, obey God. Amen. And let Him have control. He's got a place prepared for you.
Amen.
And it's not Hades either. Jehovah Witnesses come to the house one time, and I could kick myself for not getting with them. Trying to sit there on the porch and tell me that the grave was hell. After they left, if I got behind myself, I'd have kicked myself. I would have told them just how sorry they were. And they'd have said, "What do you say that for? You just come by a church house. Amen. The graveyard is full of dead people in hell, as you call it. And you didn't stop and give a one of them a drink of water."
Amen.
They better not come back. They'll get more than they can wear. Amen. "And I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way?" Amen. Now you listen to what Jesus is telling them. Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me." Now he said back there in the first verse, "If you believe in God, believe also in me." Now he's got it down. Out of where I'm the one that you believe in. Amen. It's going to get better before you get tired. I bless your heart. He's laying the foundation. How to build a church. How to get the men ready for the day of Pentecost.
Bless the Lord.
Probably 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago, West Side Church of God, down in Alabama City. Now that thing used to be a farball. I've been there when our Holy Ghost worked in it. Hey man, I've seen him move. But it's just like all the rest of them had died. And they got to coming over there, Trinity. And one of them asked Steve one day, said, "Will you send one of your preachers over there to preach for us?" He didn't have nothing in there but just little young preachers. He said, "I ain't going to send one of them over there." He said, "I know you. You ain't got no better sense. Will you go?" And God, I said, "I sure will." I walked him in. My wife walked in there that morning, about a half a dozen people. I ain't God, I've seen more neater people in the beer joint than they was in that place. And I almost turned around and went back out, and the Holy Ghost told him, quit me, and said, "Them people need some help." I turned around, I went back and preached on what the church used to be. I said, "But time and pressure has wore it down. And God got all the God out of here." Amen. They seemed to enjoy it, but they never did ask me back. Time and pressure. Jehoshaphat set himself again. Ahab, I ain't going to have nothing to do with him. You done the same thing when you got saved.
Yeah.
You set yourself against some things.
Yes, sir.
But in 17 years, Ahab made a big feast and sent for Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat went to the feast. Amen. Made God mad. God bless your heart. You know that's what happened to the most of our churches today. Instead of sticking with this blessed book and the Holy Ghost of God, we made an affinity with that world. Amen. We want to get along with them. Amen. The more I get along with the world, the more I have to pray. Because I think I ain't in the will of God.
Amen.
I'll get to the Holy Ghost after a while. Just do a little hide skin to start with. Get us in shape to where we can handle it. Ain't very many, but now I'm going to tell you something. There's a statement that's been made in the whole of the church and Church of God. Ain't God in the assemblies of God? I've been down the road. They've got a statement they make that is not in this Bible. I said they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost by the evidence of speaking in other tongues. That is not in this book. Amen. Thanks be unto God. That evidence of other tongues is not in here. I bless your heart. Thank God, if you want to find out what a tree is, go look at the fruit. Amen. God's Bible said the fruit of the flesh are the works of the flesh. He names them. And the fruits of the Spirit. If you want to know what's what, it gets to be a fruit inspector.
Amen.
I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. From henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? And he that has seen me has seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? You notice he's rebuilding them. He ain't said nothing about the Holy Ghost yet. He ain't said nothing about the Comforter. He's just building them up. Here getting ready to open the door and let on them.
Amen.
Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe in me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. Now we're fixing to get down to where the rubber meets the road. You believed in the Father? You believed in me. Amen. But he won't say here. Verily, verily. And when you ever hear him say that, he's saying something that's important. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also in greater works than these. Shall he do? Because I go unto my Father. Amen. The Father's in heaven. He's fixing to go back to heaven. But he's going to give the disciples. Told them they can do greater work. They had to have something, didn't they?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Church is in need.
Yes, sir.
We ain't in need of new carpets. Like I was telling Michael yesterday, he's just 30 years old. He hadn't seen some things. I said, you cut them old brush harbors. Throw up them old brush harbors. Hey, man, the Holiness, the Methodists, all come together. How many years has it been since you seen an old brush harbor? I remember the last tonight I preached in. I preached at old younger James Stevens there in his yard. I sat down there and James asked me to preach that night. I was sitting there reading in the Bible. Some fellow come up there and sit down, all he could brag about was the Church of God. Church of God, Church of God. I'm glad I was born in the Church of God. I'm glad I was raised in the Church of God. Amen. That's just over and over and over. I looked over at him. I said, I'm glad I was born the heathen and raised one. He said, why? I said, because then when I got born again, I got in the family of God instead of the Church of God, some kind of denomination. I had one cheer there then. Mm-hmm. I just can't stand this bragging on denomination. Mm-hmm. I've never found denomination in this Bible.
Sir.
When I preach in the Church of God, it reads just like it does here.
Yes, sir.
I preach in the Holy Church, it reads just like it does here. When I preach to my wife at house, it reads just like it does here. You can ask her, she got a good dose of it last night when me and Oscar got through. Amen. I just all preached the message at home on this very subject. Amen. Now you listen. And verse number 13, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Amen. You notice what he said? That my Father may be glorified. Boy, I laid the hands on the sick and went through there and just said, that ain't what God said.
No, it ain't.
He said, when you do it to be where the Father will be glorified. I told you here a few weeks back. I forgot all about it, but then my wife was in the hospital. And they had that IV down in that neck. And that nurse had on a pair of reading glasses sitting on the end of her nose. She pulled that thing out and why just bleed and bleed and bleed. And I was sitting over there. And she said, get over here. Amen. And pray for this woman that this bleeding will stop. I walked over there where there was. I laid my hand on her and I prayed for her and I didn't get no glory. That nurse said, I know if you prayed, God would do it. I could have shouted because she give God the glory. I'm nothing. Couldn't even feed myself if it wasn't for the grace of God. But he said to that be that, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. That goes beyond this kind of stuff that we're here today.
Yes, it does.
Faith healing. New car, fine home. We should not ask him for nothing that don't give God the glory.
Amen.
Nothing. If it don't give him the glory, we need to get up and do it.
Yes.
Terry Pace told me one time he was preaching a revival when he first started out at 13 year old. that he's preaching up at Macklin Church. James Hutchison was there then. And said that some woman stood up and testified. She said, me and my husband went home the other day, didn't have a thing in the world in the house to eat. Not one bite of anything did we have to eat. Said, I sat down and began to pray, oh God, you know, we ain't got nothing to eat. If we get anything, you've got to give it to us. They were two little boys outside the house. They heard her praying. They went down there and got a loaf of bread, come back and pitched it through the window. And that old woman said she looked over and seen that loaf of bread, began to shout, praise God for that loaf of bread, and said them old boys stuffed their head up the window and said, God didn't put that in there. And said, we did. And she said, I thank God for it, even though the devil did bring it. And hallelujah. And everything that we get, I ought to give God all the glory for it.
Amen.
That's what God give us the Holy Ghost for. You don't hear. I got a message I have preached it a few times. And I got a bunch of notes on it. About when the servant went down to get Isaac. Abraham sent the servant down to get Isaac a bride. Abraham the Father, servant the Holy Ghost, and Rebekah was the bride. You don't read no bragging on the servant.
No, sir.
It's all about my master.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Now that's a long message, not a long trip if you get it all. But when they got back home, amen, Rebecca asked the servant, I said, who's that out there in the field when Isaac were just walking and meditating? Amen. He said, that's my master. Amen. She slid down off of that camel. I pulled that veil down over her head. Thank God they was no more. Ever said about that serpent. He done just exactly his job. That's what's going to happen. When the Lord comes back. Thank God he's going to send the Holy Ghost. And get his church. And when he delivers it to Christ, you're going to see no more of it. It's going to be Jesus. Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Right.
But we need the Holy Ghost right here.
Yes, sir.
My wife said something this evening to me. I felt like it. I'm not going to tell no lie about it. I felt like it this morning. When Oscar kept trying to get me to preach, I felt like it. But I did not want to offend nobody in a way of hurting them. I said, seemed like the Holy Ghost kind of nudged and said, that's enough for right now. You give some people something, you get too much, they'll choke to death on you. I told Oscar a while ago what Brother Milby told me a day or two ago. I talked to him on the phone. He said there's a preacher up there in the community where he lives at. He said he owns some property, and whatever comes across it, deer, bear, whatever it is, he said it's on my property, so... And the season's open.
He said, when he goes to the church where he's pastor at, I said, he walked behind the pulpit, and he said, this is my property, so therefore the season's open. He just opened up both barrels, and let her go. That's what we need. Amen. The season to get open. If you don't want to hear about it, at least listen and meditate on it.
Yeah.
This is about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and nothing about James Shaver nor Oscar Williams.
Amen.
When we're both dead, it will still read the same way.
Amen.
And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You notice what he said? Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. They want to stop right there. But he said, that the Father may be glorified.
Amen.
Anything that we do, every day of our life, ought to be for the honor and glory of God.
Amen.
Oh, help us, Lord. It gets better on over in there. Amen. If you love me, keep my commandments. Now, that's strong, ain't it? We want to pray, God give us answers. We want to preach, and God, amen, bless us. But we don't want to keep His commandments.
Right. Amen.
Any man say he know the Lord and keep not His commandments, he is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
Amen. Right.
That woman last Friday night that was supposed to, that's her business and God's business, that got saved down there. I found out this. She had five husbands and was fixing to marry another. Now, God will forgive them five wives. We got proof of that. The woman come to the Lord there. Thou hast had five, but the one you're living with now, and God, one you're shacking up with now, he's not yours. He didn't tell her to go ahead and marry her. It's what she does with that one now. There's some things about this Bible, if we'll look close at. Let me lay this in. Back in the Old Testament, a child that was unruly, his parents couldn't do nothing with him. They would take him before the elders, and the elders would put him out there, and the parents would throw the first rock and they would stone them to death. That was the law.
Amen.
But when grace come, man had two sons, one of them decided he wanted to go take off. Hallelujah. He's getting unruly. And God left home. His father gave him his portion. Thank God. Thank God. I don't know how long it's gone, but it's gone long enough that he's wasted it all. Thank God when he come back, how the father didn't have the city out there to stone him. He seen him a coming, run and caught him, and kissed him, and put a robe on him. Thank God, put new shoes, and put a ring. Hallelujah. And kill the fake. That's the difference in the law and the grace of God.
Amen.
There's a lot in there you can learn if you'll just sit and listen and read.
I'd say there ain't a one in here should have been stoned to death, would have been all the law.
Amen.
Right. Thank God for grace.
Yes.
That woman that was caught in the very act of adultery, they brought her to Jesus. And they told Jesus that the law, Moses' law, says she should be stoned to death. Now that was the law.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus was full of mercy and grace. Hallelujah.
He was.
He said, let him that's without sin among you cast the first stone. Hallelujah. They started the youngest and went out and left every one of them. Amen. And Jesus said, where are those thine accusers? And she said, Lord, I have none. And that mercy, that grace, that love of God,
yes.
I said, neither do I condemn thee. Thank God, go and sin no more. Thank God for grace.
Yes.
I got kind of off my subject, ain't I? There's a difference in law and grace.
Yeah, there are.
If you love to keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall send you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Now here comes the Holy Ghost. Back it was him and the Father. Now I'm going to go back to my Father. But we're going to send you somebody. We are going to come back and take our abode in you. That is the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Thank God for that promise. You know if the Holy Ghost pull on and leave us, we'd be stealing cattle for daylight. I will pray the Father, he shall give you another comfort that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you.
Right.
Sometimes you may feel forsaken. I'm saved. I don't feel that way all the time.
Right.
I was talking to a preacher the other day. He said that. I told him I pulled one of Billy Mitchell's stuff. I said, I know I've repented because I'm still repenting. I started 42 years ago and ain't quit yet.
Right.
He said, sometimes I get to where I think I ain't saved, and he said, I'll just get down and say, God, if I ain't saved you, you save me now. Had you ever got in that shape where you felt like you was empty? Thank God, but after a while, I believe God does that. Ain't God to break the pride that's in us.
Right.
Every one of us is full of pride.
Amen.
And there ain't but one way to get it out. Whoop it out of a young one, and God break it out of a grown person. God help us. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye shall see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself
to him.
Right.
Oh, I would like to see the Holy Ghost one more time. He was here this morning. I know. But I would like to see it get here.
Amen.
When I say get here, I mean get here.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to see it get to where these is living haphazard will get down here.
Bless the Lord.
Boy, we need God.
Yes, we do.
Oh, my. Holy Ghost is the only hope we got. Judas saith unto him, not as spirit, Lord, how is it that you will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me and will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the words which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, come from the Father down to the Son to the Comforter. Now he's tied the name tag on it. Amen. The Holy Ghost. Let me say this. I'm hear it and I hear it and I hear it. But you study on it. Everybody talks about how Peter backslid on the Lord when he denied him. You know Peter wasn't even converted.
No.
He was one of the disciples. He was a follower. How do you know he wasn't converted? Because this Bible says so. He said, when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. When he walked off, from Jesus there, when they crucified him, but after the day of Pentecost, when that sound of the mighty rushing wind had come down and rested upon all of them. Now let me give you this while I'm up there before I forget it. He told Peter, he said, I'll give unto you the keys to the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
You know what the keys was? The gospel. Because when he stood on the day of Pentecost and began to preach Christ and him crucified, him, Lord, thank God,
yes,
he had opened the kingdom of heaven. Some 3,000 souls I was added unto the church. Amen, that's the key. Some sang a song, all prayer's the key. Ain't that the gospel's the key to the kingdom of God? When God put the Holy Ghost in Peter, he gave him the
key. Amen.
And you'll never find in that book again where Peter ever denied the Lord.
No, sir.
That Holy Ghost gave him some strength. If we got pushed back up in a corner, as Oscar was talking about over Nimar, whatever the name of the place is, if they find out you're a Christian, boom. Now, we've got enough in us if they come up and say, you deny Christ or you're dead. Can we say bye? It's going to take something in these latter days.
Amen.
It's going to take more than just having your church name on the church book here.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take more than just being the deacon's son or daughter or kin to the preacher or whatnot. It's going to take something to stand in these latter days.
Yes, it is.
I've come many a mile with nobody to follow but the Holy Ghost. I'd get around in places like talking a while ago about Brother Junior and get around them Don Rich and Neil Bridges and a bunch of preachers like that right there. And Brother Watson, get around them, and I'd get some strength. But God bless your heart, when I get back down yonder amongst them devils are working with them, I had to have some God to ever stand in a place like that.
Yes, sir.
I got a hush. I done made one awfulest mess as you ever seen. Judah said, not a spirit. Lord, how is it that you... He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the words which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me these things have I spoken unto you while being present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, when the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Read this book. You run up on something, Holy Ghost will quicken it to you. Amen. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be Let not your hearts be troubled, neither be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father. For my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it come to pass, you keep that. Ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk with you much with you, for the prince of the world cometh and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise and let us go. Now, there's two more chapters, but I'm not going to mess with them tonight. I will get them later, the Lord being my... But four more chapters. Three more chapters. I want to get on that second chapter of the book of Acts. I want to preach it like the Bible said it. Amen.
Yes.
And the first chapter, he said, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me in Judea, Jerusalem, and God in Samaria, and the other parts of the earth. That's what the Holy Ghost will do. He'll make a witness out of you.
Come on.
I don't ever talk about it. You better check up and see what kind, what you got living in you. My wife, one of these days, is going to quit letting me go anywhere she's at. Because anywhere I go, Tracy, I will, if the door's open, I cram my foot in it from up to my knee. I mean, that God said, tell them.
Yeah.
Then I do, like Brother Milby said, just put it in your ear. Then it's theirs.
Yes,
amen. Thank God. Pray evermore for His mercy and grace. Thank Him for the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
It ain't nothing I deserve. Nothing you deserve. It's God's mercy towards us to help us. He loved us enough. I'm glad of one thing about Him. You do wrong, He'll reprove you.
Yes, He will.
And I want to say something else about the Holy Ghost. He won't say, don't do something over here, then get over here and say, I didn't mean that. I meant this.
Mm-hmm.
If it says it over here, when you read that whole book, this will still say that.
Yes, it will.
Bless His holy name. Amen. I thought I told my wife, that fellow said about God would kill people and take them out early. And he said, Ananias, Sapphira, said he killed them and took them home. I told my wife, the Bible says all liars shall have their part in the lake of the fire, everybody except Ananias, Sapphira. I said, don't say that. It says all liars have their part in the lake of fire. Oscar, it's yours.